God, it's really busy tonight. I'm gonna have to talk to Tony about getting another person behind the bar on nights like this. We should be good tonight, though. Nothing I can't handle. All of these frat guys are being really fucking obnoxious. They better not start breaking shit. God, is that another person from their frat coming in? Oh, it's just a girl. That's fine. Hi. Wonderful evening we're having. What'll it be? Mojito. Sure thing. It'll be right out. Is she watching me make her drink? Cute. What if I make eye contact with her? She turned away. Is she blushing? Here's your drink, love. Enjoy. Let me know if you need anything else. We close in 20 minutes. And those frat guys are still raging. Go figure. I'm going to have to kick them out, aren't I? Wait. What's going on over there? Oh. That girl's still here. I almost forgot about her. Who's that guy next to her? Go fucking figure. One of the frat guys. Wait. Is he hitting on her? She doesn't look like she wants to talk to him. What a fucking creep. Wait, did he just touch her thigh? Looks like I'm going to have to teach this boy how to keep his fucking hands to himself. Hey, buddy. Hands to yourself. This guy bothering you? Yeah, and I didn't ask you. You should learn how to decipher who's talking to you and who isn't. Mojita, do you want to be left alone? That's what I thought. Get back to your table and hands off, or I'm throwing you out. Maybe read up on a book or two about consent. Yeah, whatever. Did you want anything else to drink? We're about to close. It's on the house. A Sprite? Yeah, I can grab you one. Here you go. Did he hurt you or anything? Just didn't know the definition of personal space. Sorry you had to deal with that. Oh, me. It's no problem. I delight in telling men to fuck off when they're being a pain in the ass. Plus, I couldn't just watch him treat you like that. It's disgusting, and you don't deserve that. It's, pretty late. Do you have a ride? No? Your partner isn't worried where you are. Oh, you're single. Me? No, I'm single. And gay, in case you were wondering. Anyway, I have a feeling that guy is going to be a dick again and try to hit on you when you leave, so how about staying after a few minutes while I close, and then I can give you a lift back to your place? I won't try anything. Scout's honor. Okay, sounds like a plan. Enjoy your Sprite, love. Ready to head out, Mojita? Cool. After you. I'm right over here. Here you go. Of course, my pleasure. So, what part of town do you live in? Oh, really? What street? You live right next to me. Yeah, I'm right across the street. What a coincidence. And not far away either. Here, your seatbelt. You're very red. It's cute. Do you really blush so easily? It's very endearing. But I'm afraid you need to stop before I start getting attached to that shade of pink on your cheeks and never leave you alone. You wouldn't mind that. You should be careful what you say. You're in my car all alone, defenseless. Not that I don't think you couldn't take me. I'm sure you're quite capable of defending yourself. Here we are. You here, me over there. It was a pleasure meeting you. Feel free to stop by any time. If I'm working, I'll take care of you. Is that a promise? What? You like the sound of me taking care of you? In what way? Holding the door open for you? Buckling your seatbelt for you? Defending your honor? Stopping myself from kissing you right now? You. What are you doing? I swore the scout's honor. You caught me. I was never a scout. Did you know? As soon as you walked in the bar, I thought you were so beautiful. And then I saw you later, and seeing that guy hit on you made me so pissed off. I can't explain it. Don't make noises like that. I'm already having a hard time composing myself. Greedy, are we? God, your skin is so soft. I could eat you alive. Tell me if you want me to stop. Okay, got it. You don't want me to stop. This is a pretty short skirt, you know. Quite inappropriate for you to be wearing this in my car and expect me not to touch you. Do you like the feeling of my hand on your thighs, slipping between your legs, tracing your curves, squeezing your hips, dipping underneath your panties? Oh, God, fuck, you're so wet. You like that? And I rub circles on your clit? Oh, you're so pretty for me. Moan for me, Mojita. Uh-huh. Good girl. Do you like it when I finger fuck you like that? More. Greedy girl. Whatever Mojita wants. Spread your legs further. Look at how good you look in my passenger seat, with your skirt around your hips and your legs wide. You look so fucking hot. Do you see my fingers fucking in and out of you? You sound so pretty when you whimper. Beg for me some more. Are you close? Do you want me to go faster? Harder. There you go. You're so good. So pretty. Buck your hips up into my hand. Show me you want it. How bad do you want it? Do you want to come? Yeah, baby. Come for me. Come for me, Mojita. Yeah, there you go. Oh, so good. Yes. Fuck. Yeah, baby. You're so good for me. You look beautiful. I don't think I can let you leave this car alone. You want me to come inside? I can do that. Or if you prefer, we can go to my place too. Whatever you want, princess. Yeah, let's head up. There are some other things I'd like to do to you that probably aren't decent enough for a car or public spaces, if you'd let me. I'm taking your silence and blush as a yes. Okay, stay there and I'll get your door. My beautiful mojito.